Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to What Jail Is Like.
It's the Mad Carnival of Comedy.
That was my impression of a cow passing a monkey.
Passing him what?
I'll just pass him in a car on the highway.
That was all he groaning.
Did the cow signal?
No.
Is it totally different when he signals?
Yes.
Do the cow signaling as pass of the monkey.
I didn't know you could do that with an udder.
Okay. Now do the monkey getting road rage.
Okay.
After being passed by the cow
who didn't signal.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
That must have been a howler monkey, huh?
Yeah, man.
What if it was a silverback gorilla?
Oh, gosh. Being passed by a cow who hasn't signaled.
Yeah.
What Jail's Like, funny noises and four-syllable words, delivered to you steaming hot, sautéed even.
Okay, so there's creepy, kind of scary, Blair Witchy and writing on the wall over here.
I can't see back there. So
I know, it says the square root of 9J was here, 040100, and then a bunch of arrows and What Jail Is Like written underneath it.
You seriously?
Yes, it says the square root of 9J was here.
He's are you just kidding,
April Fool's Day?
You're just saying that so I get scared.
No, seriously, it's right here. Matt pointed me out. I might have lost a little bit of focus at one point during the opening because Matt pointed that out, and I was creeped. He was a date. Now, let's analyze the square root of 9J, shall we? He's been listening to the show. He's been calling in for months now, and he comes by the studio a day early.
And in the Blair Witch Project, the Blair Witch had been calling for months, and
yeah,
huge fan. Wow.
All right, square root of 9J, you're busted. We caught you red-handed, man.
So unless you show up with milkshakes tonight.
Actually, they want milkshakes, and get them from Steak and Shake. What I want you to get me is a lime freeze. So from Steak and Shake.
From Steak and Shake?
Yeah.
My friend was so excited today. We went to see a movie.
You almost slipped out of your contractual obligement to be single.
I almost broke the rules of the radio, didn't I?
You certainly
did. I almost broke one of the big rules of radio.
The rules of engagement.
God, does that movie look lame or what?
That's what the entire movie is about, is Samuel L. Jackson lets it slip that he has a girlfriend. The studio freaks out. Yeah.
So my friend and I went to see a movie with Mark today, and she was just absolutely ecstatic because they had blue raspberry slushies.
Yeah.
Never seen childlike glee like that. Just so happy.
Lime freezes, man. Freeze, I'm telling you. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, patronized.
The eternal struggle continues.
I am lord of this land! No, I am lord of this land! But I patronized the new Dog and Suds today. They have a root beer freeze, which is just a bunch of their root beer poured in a blender with vanilla ice cream. So it's like a root beer float on frappe. Mm-hmm. What a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
What a lovely. I didn't have one because they were a little too expensive today for the old, for deep pockets. For old deep pockets. But, wow, that's a phenomenal idea. So if anybody wants to bring me one of those.
Cut to a scene of Ramson both patronizing and patronizing Dog and Suds.
Hi, what would you like?
Let me think. I'm at Dog and Suds. How about a dog and some suds? Think you can do that for me, huh?
Okay.
Slappy?
Right. God, I feel terrible now. That'll be $13.47,
huh? For a dog and some suds?
Oh, yeah, that's...
here's your money. I'm going to give you $14. That means you got to give me how much change back? How much?
63 cents.
63 cents.
Oh, yeah.
63 cents.
Whatever you say, sir. Let me just give you...
You want a tip? Here's a tip. Don't eat the yellow soap, huh? Huh, pal? Huh?
Cut back. So. Yeah, so 9J, over 3.
9J over 3, that's good.
Cool, creepy, both of those things. And the amends that you have to make are two milkshakes and a lime freeze. Or three root beer frappes will do, too.
Cool.
In other news...
How are your respective lives?
My respective life, very respectable. I didn't get arrested this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Which is a banner week for me.
Breaks a streak, doesn't it?
It does. It also breaks up the monotony of getting arrested every day.
But so you kind of, like, by Thursday, you're probably feeling kind of pointless. Just
I'm feeling a little useless, a little restless, a little antsy.
Cranky.
Yeah.
A little cranky.
Yeah, like, patch. Like I need to go...
You have the arrest patch.
Tag something, or, or I need to break something, or punch a person in the mouth.
You know, I had never heard the term tag until my freshman year of high school, at which point my very violently Polish dean of my high school, actually, mentioned it at the assembly and told us that, you know, nobody was a tag. are the things in the high school. I was completely bewildered. Thought he'd made it up for a good long time, but as far as I know.
That's right. When Mark was little, they didn't play freeze tag. They played freeze beat the crap out of Mark. That's what it was called. That was the game.
I was worried. I was a freshman in high school. It's like, we can't play tag? What kind of fascist strange regime is this? So I played tag anyway.
To show them.
Yeah.
Just to show the man. How was your respective life? This my respective life was fine. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy. Star making turn is as a chair in a production this weekend. Really showed my versatility playing unfinished furniture.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's the toughest kind of furniture to play.
Really?
That's true. Some splinters to negotiate.
You need a sense of closure. As you know, you keep reaching for that, and to deny yourself that is very tough as a piece of furniture.
Right.
I mean, I played several finished pieces of furniture, couches and whatnot, and you've always got that cushion to kind of fall back on. That kind of,
that's nice.
You know, you can kind of phone it in, if you will, because you've got all this padding, and it's a very easy role to kind of portray. But to be furniture
really
in the raw,
kind of
in the, yeah, in the buff, if you will. Really needs an actor to step up.
Well, I was naked too. I mean, I did the role naked.
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from you, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you like to just generally be naked whenever
right in front of people
possible.
How are you, Mark? How is your respective life?
My respective life is in cold storage, personally. So please don't go looking for it, and please don't pull the plug on it, because I'm going to need it back at some point or another. The week I had was fairly good. Weather's reasonably nice, you know, the sun thing, kind of digging it. Read a thing that I'm endlessly fascinated by. Apparently they've discovered some new planets out there. I'm endlessly fascinated by this sort of thing. You know, there are other stars, you know, like we're probably not going to be there, you know, even if you speed during our lifetime. The astronomers have discovered several Saturn-sized stars or planets around other stars in the galaxy. And previously, up to this point, they'd only discovered like Jupiter-sized planets, you know, which are gassy and, you know, they're gassy, so they probably smell.
Right, you don't want them around
right.
the house.
Especially at a party. You invite them to your party.
Although, get them some Beano.
Right.
They,
I mean,
before they consume anything.
Exactly. I mean, there's really a risk that, like, you know, like a comet of Beano is going to hit the Jupiter-sized gas giant, and it's all going to go. You know, so it's not even going to be there by the time we get there. But the Saturn-sized one's kind of exciting. You know, I don't know. I'd like.
You're pulling for some aliens.
Yes, pulling for some aliens. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I told you when that car company started, they were going to own everything pretty soon.
Yeah.
I've heard that
they already have, like, the plans that for the spaceport really doesn't surprise me at all.
No. And I've really heard that these new planets are roomy and comfortable. They get good gas mileage.
But practical cool. for both students and young entrepreneurs.
Combining the speed and versatility of a coupe with the, you know, the passenger and cargo quality of a van.
Right, and the prosaic witticisms of an excellently written play.
Thank you. So I just noticed this going on over here. It looks like Looks like some like Geordi LaForge had to patch through the quantum drive. I don't know. Something's broken. Go get some big red things. Jam them into two things.
I'm not sure they use tape in Star Trek.
I really don't know. I've never seen that before. Has that been there the whole time, and I've just never noticed that they were...
It's not, because I would have discovered this amazing texture and toy before.
Once again, for those of you who do not have the visual attachment of What Jail is Like, what the other two members of What Jail is Like are talking about is this bit of wire that's hanging out of the studio, the studio satellite unit. It's one of those areas of the studio that What Jail is Like doesn't go to, is generally frowned on if they go near it. Slapped, you know, not given a food.
We're not allowed to play with those buttons.
Right. And, yeah, you know, there's some interesting wires hanging out of that area.
This feels like a bungee cord, though.
Yeah. You know, it reminds me of that scene. It kind of reminds me of the thing in Real Genius where they put the prong in the computer to keep it busy so they could hack. Mm-hmm. It's just keeping the radio station busy. Nobody's hearing what we're saying. That's just making the radio station run an endless loop of, Kenny G's Christmas album.
Nice.
Just over and over again.
What a nefarious wire. Do they have wires that can do that?
Yes, yeah. They do. You should see the kind of wires they have
this
these days.
This modern
even
world.
Though this apology is in vain and being transmitted down to a void, we apologize for that because nobody should be submitted to that kind of fate. But, you know, probably wouldn't matter anyway because they're probably already dead with all their eardrums burst and bleeding.
Yeah.
So is there anybody out there tonight? Is there anyone left alive outside?
That's what we want to know. That's key. That's essential.
Because I love you people.
You know, and I love you a little bit more. And me and Eric fight about this all the time. Who indeed loves you more?
I say that I do, mostly because I actually care about you. I don't view you just as a sexual object.
Well, I mean, I say I do because I actually love you all night long. And not like Eric, who just uses this I actually care about you line to make up for the fact that he's terrible in bed. So, me actually coming through and performing the actual love act, I think, proves to you all that I have the time, effort, and motivation to love you more.
On the other hand, I personally, you know, I will make no claims for my love for you. In fact, I find you mildly disturbing and would like to keep you at least an arm's distance, if not more.
Just to counter what Matt had said earlier is Viagra will do that to you. Yeah. I mean, when you can't get it up and you start taking chemicals to help you, yeah, you can go all night long.
Talking about a tent?
Yes, a tent.
Tent Viagra helps you get tents up?
No, I was over at I was up north. I was at this place called the Vertical Face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vertical Drop, I mean. They're kind of a camping store. Yeah, and there's a new outdoor... You know, camping, kind of kayaking, kind of company called Viagra that they're making nice tents.
Well, that's good.
Tents that will stay up no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pro tent. I read about this interesting way to make just a do-it-yourself igloo in case you wake up one day and you're in like Antarctica and it's very cold.
That sucks.
Yeah, and this kind of assumes that you've got a lot of stuff also, or at least you've either got a lot of stuff or you've got like a friend who you can deceive and knock out. And you can pile him on top of himself. I don't know how it works exactly. You know, if you don't have a lot of stuff, if you don't, you're probably in trouble. But what you do is, you pile all your stuff, and then you pack snow on top of it. And you pack the snow in really, really hard, like really tight. You know, keep putting the snow in. And then you dig a small little hole in the side, pull out your stuff, and then you crawl right in. You got an igloo.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
That. I got an idea. Why not just pile all your stuff on top of yourself and hope for the best?
Well, you can't pretend to be an Eskimo.
That's a good point.
Look, if you're already going to stretch, you know, just stretching your imagination one step further.
But that's cold, you know, the delirium from the cold. It's not straight Eskimo. That's kind of like Eskimo on the rocks or something. You know, that's
Eskimo
no good.
Eskimo light. Caffeine-free Eskimo.
You want straight Eskimo.
Eskimo one.
Diet cherry Eskimo.
Don't chase your Eskimo.
I actually heard that's going to be a Winter Olympic sport.
Oh, really?
Eskimo chasing.
Don't chase the Eskimos.
They get a spear, you get nothing.
They like
but
to be where they
you got to chase them and scare them. And they can defend themselves.
That's the challenge of it. They could just turn around and
perforations.
But no. It's where the skill comes in. You have to find... you have to be believable.
You have to have an angle.
Because I've seen it all, these jaded Eskimos with spears.
The current guy is a Swedish guy, Sven Jorkvits, and Supposedly, he just he bears a striking resemblance to a humpback whale, and the Eskimos get really scared surreal. Because, well, it's a land, it's a land capable humpback whale, and they're like, "Oh no, it's coming back to bite us in the ass."
See, I don't think Eskimos should be chased after. I think they should be allowed to pick a spot and go with it. Yeah. But you know, whatever you want. Speaking of polar bears. That's a transition I've been waiting to use for decades. Speaking of polar bears, Boat Boy. Have you heard about the Boat Boy?
I heard there's going to be a showdown sometime this week.
Yeah, the Boat Boy's taking on the entire country.
Is he?
It's the Boat Boy against the world. Wow. Basically.
One round. Best of three falls.
Is it on
steel cage match.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Elian Gonzalez.
They should chase the Boat Boy. I mean, like, I realize he's in Miami right now, and, you know, that's not good for the Winter Olympics, but chasing the Boat Boy.
Boat Boy. How about Boat Boy tossing? Mm-hmm. Toss the Boat Boy. First one to hit Havana wins.
Showdown between who?
Between the government and the family here, right? Mm-hmm. They want him to sign up. They want the family here to sign a contract that says that they will abide by any decision that's made. So if it's decided he's going back to Cuba, that they'll send him back to Cuba. But they won't sign that agreement. So they're basically saying, yes, you can have a trial. And as long as it goes our way, we'll be happy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've stopped paying attention. I don't know where the kid should be. Why don't we just shoot him? This is causing far too much trouble.
I don't know if that would be very PC these days.
Hey, Mark, did you hear something? I don't pay. Child. Once again, I'm a slave of the media. I bet you didn't even hear this either. But I read in a scathing editorial in a local rag that's like not the Octopus and not the News Gazette that China said they were going to nuke LA.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. And it wasn't even reported by anybody that they said this. Yeah, they said they were going to nuke LA. Like was it the government? The Chinese government said they were going to nuke LA?
Yeah.
And didn't do something?
I happened to just glance at that comment. I didn't hear it in any of the other media either. Perhaps, you know, it's some journalists, you know, Chinese people talk funny or something like that, you know, and completely, you know, misinterpreted everything that they said. I don't know.
That'd be creepy.
Yeah, if...
That'd be really creepy.
Well, creepy would be one of the ways to describe being nuked, yes.
No, I meant the threat of being nuked is creepy. Mm-hmm. The actual act of being nuked, on one hand, devastating.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, kind of cool.
Romantic.
Really?
In a literary sense.
Last night of all the Earth kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can do whatever you want
it's
at
like
that point.
It's like Miracle Mile.
Exactly. Oh, I remember that movie. It's like Night of the Comet. Do you remember that movie?
No.
Oh, it was great. Haley's Comet goes by too close to Earth, and it turns most of the population into flesh-eating zombies.
Wow.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, like, cultural documents that I've read claim that the generation that grew up before us grew up in, you know, dread fear of being nuked. And we actually just want it to be like the movie that we saw. So yeah. I'm wondering what the next generation is. I think the next generation, perhaps they will actively nuke themselves and make it happen.
What are you doing this weekend? I don't know. I got my hands on a tactical warhead. I'm just going to sit at home, just nuke the crap out of myself.
Sweet. Make your dreams come true.
Nuke myself till I glow in the dark. So I was just wondering if you had heard anything, because you're smart and we're stupid.
But if you get nuked and you're in Antarctica, what you can do is you can, if you've got your own nuke, you can pile snow on top of it and pack it in really tight and then pull the nuke out. You got an igloo.
Yeah, how are you supposed to, I guess.
I don't know, man.
Where'd you get this knowledge from?
This guy.
Just some guy.
He's on the web. I was reading about Antarctica.
Well, what you have to do, I think the step you left out, is that you have to spray, your goods or the nuke with Pam nonstick spray.
Ooh.
So that you can, when you pull it out, it'll leave the snow intact.
Mm-hmm. And you could have kind of like a wacky sort of situation, kind of like, you know, like people fumbling for the soap in the shower where, you know, like the nuke is squirting all over the place.
Yeah. Don't pick up the nuke. Don't drop the nuke, boy.
Do you think that will be the post-apocalyptic prison movie? Is people like the nuclear weapons squirting around the locker room?
Actually, Pauly Shore signed a 3-picture deal for the Don't Drop the Nuke trilogy.
Oh wow! Hey, they're shooting the sequels back to back.
Yeah, it's Don't Drop the Nuke. Whoops! I dropped the nuke, and that darn nuke. In the last one, the nuke has magic powers and talks.
Yeah. And Rick Moranis is in it.
Yeah, Rick Moranis shrinks something, because I think that's a stipulation now in his contract. Whatever he does, he gets to shrink something. I have to shrink something.
You know, yeah. You know, the generation lived before us lived in crippling fear of nukes. We are, we're cheering about being nuked, and my main crippling fear is being eaten by feral babies.
See,
that's what scares me most.
It's actually funny because I'm living in dreadful fear of being shrunken by Rick Moranis.
I'm living in dreadful fear of Carrot Top.
I regard being shrunken by Rick Moranis as kind of an inevitability, you know, much like death.
Mm-hmm. The only three things in this world are inevitable: death, taxes, and being shrunk by Rick Moranis.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they keep making those sequels. There's really no, you know, impetus for them to continue making those sequels. They do it anyway, so.
Certainly. It's like all the sequels to All Dogs Go to Heaven, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're coming out with a part 17 now. One Dog Went to Hell. And it's the story of his plight.
I'm just a big fan of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the television series.
Yeah.
Where Peter Scolari gets to play Rick Moranis playing the guy.
That's a shame when that happens.
You know,
Scolari and Hanks are tight.
I was gonna say, Scolari, like when that show started, everybody's money was on Scolari, man.
No kidding.
He has the looks, you know, out of the two of them. I mean, honestly, he does. Not anymore, but back then, he was the cute one. Tom Hanks, he's goofy. And Hanks makes Splash. And I still say Tom Hanks' career owes everything to Daryl Hannah's boobies.
Yeah. How many things in this world actually do, though, when you think about it?
Legal Eagles. Her being able to work with Robert Redford. There's a coupling.
So
pairing you'll never see again.
I just wonder how many answering machine messages Hanks... Yeah. How many answering machine messages Hanks erased from Scolari. He didn't want to get into it. So he knew when he called Scolari, it was going to be a really long conversation. He'd have to do a
Catholic?
Lot of... And no, we're born and raised. Okay. Well, but I mean, not practicing by any means.
So didn't we have to say the Messine Creed?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to make sure.
Audio footnote.
I believe in one guy.
Audio footnote. Eric didn't ask me because he knows that I was grown in a test tube. And test tube babies aren't allowed. And audio footnote.
We know it's a touchy subject.
You know, I hate tangent one. The most popular myths about Mark Kaiden's early childhood. Number one, he was raised by a rabid sect of lemurs in the Kampuchean outback.
He has a tail. I know he does. Why do you think he never wears shorts? He actually spent his entire childhood being catapulted back and forth from location to location and never touched ground until the age of 13.
He actually never had a childhood. He was born at the age of 45. Then he his next birthday, he was 37. Then he was 12 for a period of a couple of years, and he's been hovering at a steady 21 ever since.
His spent a few short years as a superb cat burglar due to his bionic eyes that could sear through glass.
End tangent. Audio footnote, 4 out of 5 of those are true. Yeah. End audio footnote.
The shroud of mystery that surrounds
Mark Hyden.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's because
I love it. It parts for me in the mornings when I see him in his boxers.
I like the shroud of carnival clowns.
Yeah,
that's around Mark Hyden at all times.
Yeah, designed by Versace.
Yeah,
new from Versace, shroud of carnival clowns.
Bad for a dead guy. So who is out there?
Oh, is he the one who died?
Yeah.
Oh,
was it Versace? No, it wasn't.
Who was it?
It was the other guy.
I think it was Vercingetorix.
No, it was what the hell was it?
Well, there's
Johnny
the
Versace.
Other, it was
Johnny?
The other one with a. There was one. There.
Cunanan took him out. God, there's a name we don't know. There's a name that fell out of the popular mythos pretty quickly. Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe it wasn't.
There were two. There were two with a V.
Yeah, yeah. If you're actually not dead, Versace, I really apologize.
Yeah. Don't get freaked out.
It was Vidal. Wasn't it Vidal Sassoon? I think he got it.
It was Paul Mitchell. He got it. Right in the back.
I think L'Oreal and Maybelline.
Right. I think it was Yakov Smirnoff.
You think he was a ghost killer? He was actually doing the killers for Kunan killings.
So who is out there is the big question. Call us up at 359-9338.
That is truly the phone number.
And give us a shout out of any sorts. Doesn't have to be any specific bit of information, but we always like to see who, in fact, is listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a cute girl and you have a really sexy voice, give us a call.
And let me
pass the phone around.
Let me reiterate the sad reality that, as far as I know, we've got a new phone system here. It's gray and it's very space age. So that's good. You know, things that are gray and space age, been conditioned to like them. Unfortunately, it's not hooked up to the light bulb in the studio. There's this green light bulb, which is decidedly unspace age, and it flashes, and sometimes it makes a noise, and sometimes it doesn't, whenever we've got a phone call. Fortunately, it's not doing that, so the only way that we know we've got a phone call is if one of the little red lights on the gray space age phone lights up. So, if you have to sit on the line for a little while, because you just have to talk to what Jill's like, hang on, we will get to you.
Yeah, it's not us ignoring you. It's us just not paying attention to the damn phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the phone, it ignores our needs. It's very selfish. It's me in this relationship
right.
with the phone.
Right. So the tactic that we've turned to after years of trying to argue and talk it out is just plain ignoring it.
The new phone says digital on it twice. That's how you know it's good.
It's double digital.
Yeah. And one other bit of locational fact that we can tell you about is the fact that WEFT is broadcasting on the internet through web radio. If you're tired of your talking radio box, you want to be loosed from its tyranny, then you can go to your computer and be enslaved by the tyranny of your computer. Listen to the What Channel's Like on the web, www.prairienet.org/weft is theoretically where it happens. I haven't tried myself because I haven't managed to break free of my talking radio box. And I can't really contort myself so that I'm listening to my talking radio box while being on What Jail's Like. But I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm actually quadruple jointed.
And if you could check out the webpage at go.to/jail, the unofficial, I keep saying unofficial, the official fifth member of What Jail's Like, our web guy,
mm-hmm.
Kurt Toohey.
Who's the fourth member? Oh, Lawrence. I'm sorry.
Don't say that out loud. No, look at him. He's all cross and sour.
Slumped and...
He's so mad at you. Yeah. You're going to have to give him a hug.
I'll make it up. Fine, I'll give him a hug.
Don't give him a hug. He's giving him a hug. Oh, man.
Sure, Lawrence.
Well, you got to be careful. His back. It's squishy.
As Robert Plant said, whole lot of love. Oh, I love.
See, it's all good between us.
So, yeah, but anyway, check it out. Mr. Toohey's been busily writing funny stuff for your consumption.
Very busy, man. And because you know, it's been well established, people slip into comas when What Jail's Like is not around to provide them with the high level of stimuli that they need to get through the week. Because that happens, because we want you to be able to enjoy more of your life, but we also don't really want to, you know, entertain you any more than we do, because we got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
We do have a webpage, and it is filled with fresh, interesting content that you can check out. Stuff you don't find on the radio show, or you catch references to stuff you find on the radio. Very interesting. So do check it out. The address is go.to/jail.
Now, just to clarify, is that 2 as in T-O, or 2 as in the number?
That's T-O. T-O, the letters T-O. We got a phone call, and it's getting all goofy. So why don't we go to a song? We're going to do some funny for you after the song. So do stay tuned to What Channel's Like. That is the name. The frequency is WEFT 90.1 FM. Stay tuned. Phone number 359-9338.